Not to give you a case of FOMO, but you're missing Violet's pulled pork sliders, Mary said. She held one up to the camera. It looked delicious on its fluffy bun, dripping with barbecue sauce and packed with shredded pork and coleslaw. Lindsay felt her stomach growl.
Don't be a tease, sis, Sully said.
He grinned and added, we're going to Monteverdi for dinner tonight.
Now who's the tease? Mary chided him. You know it's cruel to taunt a woman who owns a restaurant with the news that you were dining at one of the finest Italian restaurants in Chicago.
Sorry, not sorry, Sully said. Mary shook her head at him. A man stepped onto the stage at the front of the room, and Lindsay said, we'd better go. The program is about to start. We leave on the train tomorrow, so we'll be home the day after. The Crafternooners said goodbye and waved. Lindsay ended the call.
Homesick?
Sully asked as he handed Lindsay her coffee.
No, maybe just a little, she said.
You're turning into a regular Greeker, he said.
He looked pleased as he draped his arm around the back of her chair. Creekers were what they called lifelong residents of their hometown, Briar Creek. Sully and his sister, Mary, had been raised on the Thumb Islands, an archipelago in the bay off the shoreline village in Connecticut. Lindsay had lived there for only a few years, but the quaint village had definitely become home sweet home to her. Lindsay's friend Beth took the position of children's librarian in Briar Creek right after they graduated and had encouraged her to apply for the director's position when Lindsay lost her archivist job at the university in New Haven due to downsizing. It had taken some time and a lot of patience to get the small community to accept her. Marrying Sully, a native, had certainly helped.
That might be one of the nicest things you've ever said to me, she whispered to him.